USDA Undersecretary Jim Miller told a House Ag subcommittee that just 946 producers have elected to sign up for the new Average Crop Revenue Election, or ACRE, program so far. Miller said there are a couple of possible reasons for the slow pace of sign-up.
One, still a lack of understanding among farmers about what the ACRE program really means. And secondly, I do think that the late spring season in many parts of the country, particularly in big parts of the Corn Belt, have delayed the ability of producers to actually push the pencil on this program and make those decisions.
Adding to the importance of the decision, it's one the producer has to stick with for 4 years. National Corn Growers Association Chairman Ron Litterer told the same subcommittee the NCGA was disappointed by USDA's decision not to proceed with a scheduled national field training program that he said would have ensured a better exchange of information between FSA national staff and state employees on important questions of acre enrollment procedures and records for proving crop yields.
Our informal surveys indicate that many FSA offices remain ill-equipped to adequately explain the acre program. With an estimated 600,000 of the potential 1.8 million direct countercyclical program and acre program contracts yet to be approved, getting the producer enrollment and yield certifications completed by August 14th deadline presents an increasingly probability of workload issues for local FSA offices.
Anticipating possible workload issues in county offices, Litterer said NCGA has proposed to the Farm Service Agency a modification in sign-up procedures that would enable producers and landowners interested in ACRE to file an intention to elect and enroll into ACRE. Litterer explained if producers and landowners do not notify the FSA office that they want to continue with ACRE by the August 14th deadline, their acre election and enrollment would revert to the direct and countercyclical payment program. For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan reporting.